The Book of Mormon, a witness with the Bible, in harmony with the biblical law, that in the mouth of two or three witnesses shall every word be established, 2 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 1. Both the Book of Mormon and the Bible testify of Jesus Christ and teach the principles of His gospel. Elder Russell M. Nelson of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles taught that scriptural witnesses authenticate each other. This concept was explained long ago when a prophet wrote that the Book of Mormon was written for the intent that ye may believe the Bible. And if ye believe the Bible, ye will believe the Book of Mormon also. Mormon chapter 7, verse 9. Each book refers to the other. Each book stands as evidence that God lives and speaks to His children by revelation to His prophets. Below is a list of fundamental doctrines taught in the Bible for which the Book of Mormon adds an additional witness. God's plan for us. The Bible and Book of Mormon teach that God is our Heavenly Father. As such, He has prepared a plan of salvation, Alma chapter 24, verse 14, whereby we may be saved through the atonement of Jesus Christ. Loving Father in Heaven, Bible. For in Him we live and move and have our being, as certain also of your own poets have said, for we are also His offspring. Acts chapter 17, verse 28. See also Psalm 82, verse 6. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 9. Book of Mormon. I know that God loveth His children. 1 Nephi chapter 11, verse 17. See also 1 Nephi chapter 17, verse 36. Death and the Spirit World. Bible. Then shall the dust return to the earth as it was, and the Spirit shall return unto God who gave it. Ecclesiastes chapter 12, verse 7. See also 1 Peter chapter 3, verses 19 through 20, chapter 4, verse 6. Book of Mormon. The spirits of all men, whether they be good or evil, are taken home to that God who gave them life. Alma chapter 40, verse 11. See also verses 12 through 14. Resurrection. Bible. And though after my skin worms destroy this body, yet in my flesh shall I see God. Job chapter 19, verse 26. See also Ezekiel chapter 37, verse 12. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 14, chapter 15, verse 54. Book of Mormon. I know that ye know that our flesh must waste away and die. Nevertheless, in our bodies we shall see God. 2 Nephi chapter 9, verse 4. See also 2 Nephi chapter 9, verse 12. Alma chapter 11, verses 43 through 45, chapter 40, verse 23. Commandments provide a guide. The Bible teaches that God has given commandments and will bless us when we obey. Book of Mormon prophets also recorded and followed the commandments. Blessings of obedience, Bible. And the Lord commanded us to do all these statutes, to fear the Lord our God, for our good always, that He might preserve us alive. And it shall be our righteousness, if we observe to do all these commandments. Deuteronomy chapter 6, verses 24 and 25. See also Proverbs chapter 4, verse 4, John chapter 14, verse 21. Book of Mormon. He has promised you that if ye would keep His commandments, ye should prosper in the land. and he never doth vary from that which he hath said. Therefore, if ye do keep his commandments, he doth bless you and prosper you. Mosiah chapter 2, verse 22. See also 2 Nephi chapter 1, verse 20. The Ten Commandments. Bible. The Lord revealed the Ten Commandments to Moses. See Exodus chapter 20, verses 1 through 17. Book of Mormon. Abinadi taught the Ten Commandments to the priests of King Noah. See Mosiah chapter 12, verses 33 through 36, chapter 13, verses 12 through 24. Tithing. Bible. Bring ye all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be meat in mine house. Malachi chapter 3, verse 10, Leviticus chapter 27, verse 30. Book of Mormon. It was this same Melchizedek to whom Abraham paid tithes, yea, even our father Abraham paid tithes of one-tenth part of all he possessed. Alma chapter 13, verse 15. See also 3 Nephi chapter 24, verses 8 through 10. Baptism and Holy Ghost. Bible. Except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. John chapter 3, verse 5. See also Mark chapter 16, verse 16, Acts chapter 2, verses 36 through 38. Book of Mormon. Repent, all ye ends of the earth, and come unto me, and be baptized in my name, that ye may be sanctified by the reception of the Holy Ghost, that ye may stand spotless before me at the last day. 3 Nephi chapter 27, verse 20. See also 2 Nephi chapter 9, verse 23, chapter 31, verses 5 through 9. The mission of Jesus Christ. The Bible and Book of Mormon testify of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, and his atonement. They teach that the Savior took upon himself our sins and overcame death. Only begotten Son of God. Bible. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. John chapter 3, verse 16. See also Matthew chapter 16, verse 16, John chapter 6, verse 69. Book of Mormon. I know that Jesus Christ shall come, yea, the Son, the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and mercy and truth. Alma chapter 5, verse 48. See also 1 Nephi, chapter 11, verses 16 through 21, Mosiah, chapter 3, verses 5 through 8. Atoned for our sins, Bible. For this is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for many for the remission of sins. Matthew, chapter 26, verse 28. See also Hebrews, chapter 9, verse 28, 1 Peter, chapter 3, verse 18. Book of Mormon. Behold, he offereth himself a sacrifice for sin, to answer the ends of the law unto all those who have a broken heart and a contrite spirit. 2 Nephi chapter 2, verse 7. See also 1 Nephi chapter 11, verse 33, Alma chapter 34, verses 8 through 10, 3 Nephi chapter 11, verse 14. Bore our sorrows, Bible. Surely he hath borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Isaiah chapter 53, verse 4. See also Hebrews chapter 2, verse 18. Book of Mormon. And he shall go forth, suffering pains and afflictions and temptations of every kind, that he may know according to the flesh how to succor his people according to their infirmities. Alma chapter 7, verses 11 and 12. See also Mosiah chapter 14, verses 3 through 5. Conquered death. Bible. But now is Christ risen from the dead, and become the first fruits of them that slept. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 20. See also John chapter 14, verse 19. Acts chapter 26, verse 23. Book of Mormon. Believe in Jesus Christ, that he is the Son of God, and that he was slain by the Jews, and by the power of the Father, he hath risen again, whereby he hath gained the victory over the grave. Mormon chapter 7, verse 5. See also Mosiah chapter 16, verses 7 and 8. Helaman chapter 14, verse 17. The Church of Jesus Christ in ancient times. The Lord established his church in Jerusalem and in the Americas. The Bible and Book of Mormon are witnesses that he organizes and leads his people through prophets and apostles. Prophets. Bible. Surely the Lord God will do nothing, but he revealeth his secret unto his servants, the prophets. Amos chapter 3, verse 7. See also Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 7, chapter 7, verse 25. Book of Mormon. By the Spirit are all things made known unto the prophets. 1 Nephi chapter 22, verse 2. See also Jacob chapter 4, verses 4 through 6. The 12. Bible. He called unto him his disciples, and of them he chose 12, whom also he named apostles. Luke chapter 6, verse 13. See also Ephesians chapter 2, verses 19 through 20, chapter 4, verses 11 through 14. Book of Mormon. Blessed are ye, if ye shall give heed unto the words of these 12, whom I have chosen from among you, to minister unto you. 3 Nephi chapter 12, verse 1. See also 1 Nephi chapter 11, verse 29. Priesthood authority. Bible. Ye have not chosen me, but I have chosen you, and ordained you, that ye should go and bring forth fruit, and that your fruit should remain. John chapter 15, verse 16. See also Matthew chapter 16, verse 19. Luke chapter 9, verses 1 and 2. Hebrews chapter 5, verse 4. Book of Mormon. Alma ordained priests and elders by laying on his hands according to the order of God to preside and watch over the church. Alma chapter 6, verse 1. See also 2 Nephi chapter 6, verse 2. Moroni chapter 3. Additional study. This chart is not a comprehensive list. As part of your personal or family scripture study, you can add references to this chart and search for more principles taught in both the Book of Mormon and the Bible using the topical guide or guide to the scriptures and the online study tools at scriptures.lds.org. Sidebars. A prophet testifies. The Book of Mormon declares that the Bible is true, and it proves it, and the two prove each other true. President Brigham Young, Teachings of Presidents of the Church, Brigham Young, 1997, page 121. Another prophet testifies. In this day when the Bible is being downgraded by many who have mingled philosophies of the world with Bible scriptures to nullify their true meaning, how fortunate that our eternal Heavenly Father, who is always concerned about the spiritual well-being of His children, has given to us a companion book of scriptures known as the Book of Mormon, as a defense for the truths of the Bible that were written and spoken by the prophets as the Lord directed. By this second witness, we may know more certainly the meaning of the teachings of the ancient prophets, and indeed of the Master and His disciples, as they lived and taught among men. This should inspire all who would be honest seekers after truth to put these two sacred scriptures together and study them as one book, understanding, as we do, their true relationship. President Harold B. Lee, Ye Are the Light of the World, 1974, pages 89 and 91. End of the article. The Book of Mormon, A Witness with the Bible.